From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In our part of the world, the drought was proclaimed last weekend, and the dust patterned the dead, dry grass. Then, by the middle of the week, we had a couple of brief storms and welcome rain. The dead remains of lawns have been channeled by the rivulets into patterns, and the skies have remained suitably grey, as if to remind us how contrary weather can be. The beginnings of the autumn season have been marked by a missing change in temperatures, but the days draw down the curtains earlier each evening. As we hope to snuggle into the cooler months, the warnings are for a dry time ahead. I like to use these times for projects that can warm the body and are uncomfortable in the hotter summer months. With my planned projects packed into moving boxes, the time is coming to get the workspace to be cleared and the tools sorted to resume my interrupted efforts. So I wonder, what is planned in your shack and what your club has got on the books from now until spring? The WIA is providing the opportunity for a travel experience with the AGM coming up in a bit over a month. With John Moyle Field Day behind us, we can look forward to the Friendly Contest, the RD, the Remembrance Day Contest, and then there is Jota. So what is happening in your neck of the woods? I'm off to warm up the soldering iron. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.